From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Leaders from around the world have begun to arrive at the climate talks in Copenhagen. Negotiators have just a few days to reach a deal. NPR's David Kestenbaum is at the talks.
The presidents and prime ministers of the world are arriving under heavy security. Most of the key negotiations take place in private, but many of the world leaders will also be giving public speeches. The speeches will be shorter than many of the leaders are accustomed to giving. They've been asked to limit their remarks to just 3 minutes. With nearly 200 countries here and each given a chance to talk, the speeches are scheduled to run today and tomorrow until after midnight. Some delegates today expressed frustration, saying they had trouble getting through security and into the main hall. It's unclear what will come out of the conference. The countries of the world remain far apart on a number of key issues. There's been little movement in their positions since the talks started. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Copenhagen.
President Obama has been speaking with other world leaders about the climate summit in Copenhagen. He spoke by telephone yesterday with the leaders of Britain, France, and Germany. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says the president's talks with British Prime Minister Gordon Brown, French President Nicolas Sarkozy, and German Chancellor Angela Merkel are part of a series of conversations the president has had with world leaders in the past few days. Mr. Obama discussed U.S. efforts to combat climate change. He is due to arrive in Copenhagen on Friday. The president spoke Monday with leaders of Bangladesh and Ethiopia. The Senate has broken a week-long impasse on its health care overhaul bill, turning down two amendments aimed at lowering prescription drug prices. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
At issue is whether to let individuals and pharmacies directly import drugs from other industrialized countries where governments control prices. It's opposed by the drug industry and by government officials who fear they won't be able to adequately police against counterfeits. But not only did senators defeat the amendment offered by North Dakota Democrat Byron Dorgan, they also rejected a watered-down version that would have allowed such imports only if government officials first certified they were safe and saved money. That's never happened, Dorgan reminded his colleagues.
This amendment does nothing. If you believe at the end of the evening we should do nothing, by all means vote for it. Don't count me in on that vote.
Democrats are still working to find the 60 votes they need to complete work on the overall bill. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Japanese stock prices closed higher today, with the Nikkei average reaching its highest close in 7 weeks. The Nikkei rose by nearly 94 points, or 0.9%. Oil prices remained near $71 a barrel in Asian trading today. Benchmark crude for January delivery rose by 40 cents to $71.09 a barrel in electronic trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange. This is NPR News. The International Air Transport Association is predicting billions of dollars in losses for the airline industry in 2010. Dan Karpinchuk reports.
The Montreal-based IATA says low revenues and rising costs will continue to be a disaster for world airlines, even though there's been some recovery in passenger and cargo traffic. The association says its 240-member airlines have already lost $49 billion since 2000 and expect to lose up to $11 billion this year alone. IATA's chief executive, Giovanni Bisignani, says the worst is likely over, with some indicators moving in a positive direction. He says demand will probably continue to improve and the industry is expected to keep non-fuel costs in check. Passenger traffic fell by more than 4% this year. IATA estimates U.S. carriers alone lost nearly $3 billion. Europe, Asia-Pacific, and Middle East airlines also lost billions, with Latin America the only region in the black. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Federal agents have performed a major crackdown on Medicare fraud, totaling $61 million. About two dozen suspects in three states have been arrested. The suspects are accused of lining up bogus patients and billing Medicare for everything from unnecessary medical equipment and physical therapy to HIV infusions. A doctor in Florida is accused of running a $40 million home health care scheme. He was among those arrested in Miami, Brooklyn, and Detroit. Authorities say that Dr. Fred Dweck of Miami falsely listed patients as blind diabetics in a scam to tap a Medicare program that pays very high rates to care for the sickest patients. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.